In the UK, but also in Europe, organisations ranging from the food industry to consumer protection NGOs have made commitments to help tackle current trends in diet and physical activity. In the UK, this is known as the Responsibility Deal. Susan Jebb has recently been appointed as Professor of Diet and Population Health in the Department of Primary Care Health Sciences, University of Oxford, and is also the independent chair of the Public Health Responsibility Deal Food Network. Professor Jebb explains what the Responsibility Deal is all about.
The Responsibility Deal is really a mechanism to bring a whole range of different partners together to try to improve the environment in which people live their lives. We know that many people aspire to live healthier lives, yet they persist in eating more than is good for them, drinking too much and so forth. And what we want to do is to change the environment in a way which makes it easier to make the healthier choices. And we believe that businesses and indeed some of the NGOs have a really important role to play in shifting the discourse and shifting the environment to make it easier for consumers. So far in relation to food, we've developed pledges which relate to calorie labelling on the high street, reductions in salt, the elimination of artificial trans fats, reductions in calories and increases in fruit and vegetables.
These pledges are delivered in a real-life setting. How are you evaluating the impact of the effort on public health outcomes?
It's really critical that we learn from what we're doing. This is a new way of working and we need to see if it's effective. We really lack good tools for measuring the food environment. So what we've done is to take a sort of multi-level approach to evaluation. The first element is just the transparency of the deal itself. Companies make public commitments and then they report against those commitments each year. And that actually is a very powerful mechanism for holding them to account. If we want to know whether those have made a difference, of course, we can make some calculations. For example, how much saturated fat might have been removed from the food supply chain with some of the reformulation activities. And so we certainly do those calculations. We're also continually measuring the diet of the nation through our ongoing programme of surveillance and monitoring. So there are a number of mechanisms by which we can begin to see whether we're making progress. The challenge for me is not whether we're achieving something. I think we're clearly doing something. The question is it as good as it possibly can be? And so the evaluation in part is about understanding the process and it's about developing the process so that we learn how best to incentivize companies to participate, how to raise the bar in setting really high quality pledges so that we have the best chance of delivering really the greatest impact for public health.
Could you give us some examples of the achievements of the Responsibility Deal?
We've seen a number of real successes. Across all of the pledges, we're asking companies to think really about four different things. What can they do to inform and educate consumers? What can they do about the product itself? What can they do in terms of access and availability of those healthier options? And is there more work that can be done in relation to promotion? So just to pull out a few examples, in relation to products, we've seen some fantastic work on reformulation. The UK has been working on salt reduction for a long time and we're seeing that continuing. We're just setting new salt targets. So we've seen salt in bread drop by 50%, similar reductions in breakfast cereals. We're now working specifically with the out-of-home sector to help them to catch up. And I hope we're very close to finalising a pledge which will see us set salt targets for some of the products on the high street. The soft drink industry has really stepped up to the plate and most of the big manufacturers have now made commitments to reduce the sugar content across their portfolio. And what that then does is it gives us a tool to go to other companies and say, look, if two or three big companies can do this, why can't you? So one of the great joys of the deal is that it allows the progressive companies to really innovate and do something new.
So that's a great incentive to get other parties on board. What other steps are you taking?
We've set out a very clear forward work plan for the network. That's really important because I don't want businesses to feel there's a never-ending list of asks. What we've done is to try to prioritise some key areas. And once we've got pledges in place for those, all of our efforts will go into simply deepening the quality and the extent of work in those areas. We've covered many of them already, but there are three which will roll out in the next year perhaps. The first will be a pledge on front of pack labelling. The second is a pledge which we've already drafted and we're just consulting on in relation to reductions in saturated fat. And then the third one is a bigger, and I know a complex piece of work, which is to identify some pledges around the promotion of food. That's important because that pledge will support work across a whole raft of other areas. We need to see a real shift in the promotional environment to encourage and motivate consumers to take up more of the healthier choices and, in fact, to consume less of the less healthy choices.
Food Today. Science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.